of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm not sure if this was a good idea or not.
Bringing them back?
I don't know.
I'm exhausted and we haven't even started yet.
I know. Right.
I can tell you right now, bad idea.
I know. I think we touched on 15 topics in 8 minutes. And
yes.
Anyway, good evening, Northern California. It's
October 26th. And it's a Wednesday in the year of our Lord 2022.
So they say. So they say. And it's, it's cooled down. Finally.
It's fantastic. Yep, it really is.
You know?
Now we just need to stay here. What, when our commercial break, did you hear they were just talking about how unseasonably warm it is in Europe right now, and it's given them much more time to get ready for not having any natural gas for the winter time. They've been stockpiling it, so they're saying things aren't as bad as they thought. And I said, well, there you go. See, global warming did do something good. It kept Europe from freezing.
That's horrible.
Oh, don't get me started. Anyway.
Don't get me going.
Good evening.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going. Today was a busy, busy day.
Right?
Yeah, we got our ice cream in at the store.
Yes. I almost take
it. And I have everything, and you know what I don't have? What? I don't have a scooper.
That's why you have a left hand.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yep. Okay, so we have Nigel, James. Good evening. And we have part of the crew from Reading Buzz here.
Nice.
Jason, the Buzzmeister himself.
Buzzmeister.
And Mr. Garrett, attorney.
Big Buzz and Little Buzz.
Attorney.
I'm more like Campy sidekick now.
Okay, good.
I love camp.
It feels good.
I try to keep us out of the courtroom.
That's right.
Out of trouble.
It does feel good to have a real attorney.
And with Jason, we're always in trouble. We won't talk about what happened today.
Slap it down.
Oh yeah.
I am trouble.
So it's good to have you guys on. I didn't quite know exactly how popular you guys are, but then thankfully you made me because of the stuff.
Then you
doing,
told which, us.
No, it doesn't.
How humble we are.
Real humble.
People can say all they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then because of the stuff we're doing with Shasta County and the tourism piece and some of the other things that are happening, you trusted me enough to make me one of the editors of your Facebook page.
Yeah.
So. Now I'm getting the notifications. I'm like, holy crap, make it stop.
No, it's
and the notifications are as what people asking stuff or
comments,
no,
questions.
Amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Because I don't get any, so I don't know.
But, you don't get any
you don't get that privilege yet.
I don't get any notifications.
You
I don't
have
know
an ice cream shop
without a scooper.
So
you remember that banana split you had up far north?
That's why. Well, it was really
puny.
Huh?
It was puny compared to ours.
Are you cereal?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
Mine comes in a small wheelbarrow like the old Farrells back in L.A.
Like a small I'm going to say, I'm coming in. You know what? I love it.
But I don't have a scoop,
split.
So
yeah, you can call it ice cream and nothing to do with it.
I know.
So scoopless and ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's listening has a good deal on ice cream scoop, please contact James Mazzotta at the Enjoy Store. Right.
My challenge has been I really wanted to find a cool scoop. Like, I want it to be unique and different, like no other scoop. But I've been having a hard time finding a cool scoop.
I'm sure there's somebody within Shasta
County
who custom makes stuff, and he's listening to you right now.
Yeah.
And they can make a custom-made ice cream soup. Soup. Scoop.
Scoop. Well, if he doesn't get that scoop and it heats up, he'll have ice cream soup.
Mm-hmm. But no, so Jason, how's Jason and Garrett? How's things been going? Because I see you guys all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's busy. It's like everybody's busy. It seems like these days, you know. It's like we double booked. I was like on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett pulled me out of hot water several times. It's like we can't do that shout out, you know. But hey, it's working. I mean, you know what my problem is that I have to adjust and put in everything. In the calendar. If I don't put anything in the calendar, I forget.
Well, the most important thing I think you need, this is the same, goes for me. Nigel's pretty good about staying on top of things, but I'm a what do you call it? I don't want to sound boastful or whatever, but I'm like a front man, right? Like mm-hmm. I do not, the details I can get and vision in my head, but to get it out of my head and on paper or in a computer mm-hmm. is just not my thing. It's just not going to happen. You really need to find somebody that's all they do. Yep. Is just manage the schedule and the calendar and all that stuff. And all you have to do is just talk to your phone and say, tell, you know, so-and-so, I want to do a shout here at this time. They buzz you right back and get it, buzz. They buzz you right back and say, hey, like dope, you already have three things on that time and day mm-hmm. in the calendar, right? And not everybody's good at that. I mean, it takes a very detailed person. I have one now. Her name's Marjan. And
are you willing to share?
Yeah. Everybody goes to Marjan when it deals with me mm-hmm. because she, like, you know, I get texts at 11:45 at night saying, don't forget when you wake up, which I'll call you at 6 and make sure you're up. Yeah. I mean, she's like even an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I just can't. I'm constantly double booking and
oh, you know. I've learned my lesson this last. Well, I say that. Watch me next week. I might triple book. I don't know.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. It's like,
and it comes from a place of just really wanting to do your job great. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no harm. But, you know, the people that are on the receiving side feel maybe like they're dissed. And you think, wow, you know what? I'm really sorry, but I didn't realize that I already had done all these other things. You know, you just get excited, and I just want to do everything. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that applying that is, you know, that's going to be it's going to take a herculean effort to do that because I do everything usually spontaneous off the top of my head, and that's my nature.
Yep.
That's my creativity coming out. But mm-hmm. it's like the writing buzz is getting so big now. It's like double booking, triple, you know, it's like I have to be careful. It's like.
And it's hard to let go of everything.
It is. Know? And that's a key point because letting loose is a big thing for me because it's that you don't want to lose control of that mm-hmm. or you think you could do it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm learning. I mean, I have a great team, Garrett. I mean, it's been the whole team has been a big
asset. They have. I've seen him. I've seen him at work.
Yeah.
So how many people on your team now?
How many, Garrett?
Hold on. I got to count.
Hold on.
Hold
up.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
So Reading Buzz is 7 people.
Yes.
And so full-time, part-time, well, you're
mixed.
Mixed. There's a mix.
Mixed
there.
Use.
Yeah. Mixed use. Yeah. Mixed use commercial. We're on the highway.
Part-time one-offs and then as mm-hmm. needed. You know, so that's actually really good. I mean, yeah, Reading Buzz is exploding. I mean, like I said last time, I did not know it was going to be this big so soon, but it's gotten there now, and it's launching from the pad.
Yep. So Reading Buzz is now 7 people.
Mm-hmm. 7 feet.
I wonder if people actually...
7 feet.
I wonder if the Facebook peeps who visit and Instagram peeps, that they actually know that it's 7 people. But maybe that explains why you're posting all the time, because I was banned from Facebook, just so you know, officially. So I actually got a secondary phone now just for social media.
So you spent the money on a secondary phone. What happens when they ban you the second time? Because you're probably not really changing how you
No, I change it. Everything. On my second phone, I don't have any credit card information stored or email.
Nothing.
Or nothing. Just social media.
Just social media.
But
that's
still
it.
Smart
actually a
phone?
Pretty good idea.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. Anyway, this is the end of the first bit. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back, I think. Good evening, Northern California.
We are.
James and the Reading Buzz crew.
Yeah.
It's a cooler Wednesday evening.
NorCal.
Are we going to go get tattoos?
Do you have a tattoo anywhere?
I do not.
Come on now. Don't look at me.
No, I don't have a tattoo.
No tramp stamp, nothing?
Nope. No tramp stamp.
You have a tattoo?
Nope.
You have a tattoo anywhere?
You know, that's personal affirmation, James.
Yes, it is, and I ask.
I refuse to answer that.
I will dig deep to find that tattoo now.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't have a tattoo either.
No, I don't have no.
No, but the NorCal Tattoo Expo is coming this November 4th and through the 6th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. And I have been the last 3 years. My son is a big tattoo person. Mm-hmm. He's got tattoos. So I went with him. He has his birthday is always New Year's Eve. And so he's always frustrated that he, you know, Christmas and then it's his birthday and he always feels shorted out. So he always plans way in advance. So this last year was, hey, you're paying for me to get my tattoo. And I was like, okay. So I went with him, watched him get a tattoo. Really cool show. Incredible artists come from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Not what you might think, some kind of little hokey show. There were some people there last year, some tattoo artists that came from Russia that were.
Not this year.
No, I know.
Not this year.
You might be surprised. Well, what is it like? Here. Almost a million people have left Russia now, just so they don't have to go to war. So we might actually have a lot of Russians.
Yeah.
two of the best tattoo artists I've ever seen in my entire life. Some of the work that they did was beyond. Mm-hmm. It did not look like a human being could do that, and how skin could hold that tattoo and color was mind blowing. So anyway,
you've been to the Tattoo Expo how many times?
3 times.
And you still haven't gotten a tattoo?
No, I've always said I want a tattoo, but I don't know where and what.
Jay, that would be a really cool lie.
I was just thinking that would be a great live.
No, but I mean you do it.
I'll hook you up with Paul.
Yeah,
so Paul's
Paul contact me and.
Paul's just covered in tattoos.
It's really easy to remember. 1-800 call Buzz. No, I was just playing. Yeah.
No, but like, Jay, you get the tattoo. Like a little beard.
No, I'm not getting no tattoo. I'm not getting no ink on this body.
Oh, my God.
But what are you trying to say? A bee? A buzz?
Yeah. You could get your logo somewhere.
No, that's good. Okay, so the Tattoo Expo is November 4th through the 6th at Wind River. I think I know a few people who would like to go to
that. And it's a lot of fun because the tattoo artists are there for those few days, and they all stay at the casino. So they're about, you know, when they're working. Obviously, they're working, but a lot of them are super cool to hang out with, you know, when they go out and just during the night stay at the hotel and are hanging out in the casino and doing stuff around town. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we were just hitting on something pretty interesting, I think, during the break, about Elon Musk buying Twitter, which is now, you know, and Kanye bought Parler or whatever that was.
He's in some weird space right now. Yeah, he did buy Parler.
Oh, we don't.
Parler.
Which I never subscribed to. But the Elon Musk Twitter thing, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, there are a lot of people who are.
It's kind of a big deal because he actually went through with it and he's going to pay or have to pay the $44 billion.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I think he has a printing machine in the back.
But probably.
He does. It's called a Tesla.
But I was kind of paying attention last week, and some of these people. I think one of the first things that they've been doing is getting rid of many of the bots, right?
Mm-hmm. Right,
the bots
right.
And the fake accounts,
right? Yeah. Fake.
And I saw some of these people who were very depressed because, in an instant, they went from like you know, 50,000 followers who they thought they were preaching to like 900. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that all the people they were talking to and that were communicating with them weren't even real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How sad. Right? What a letdown.
Right?
That's not like them, Buzz. You, I mean, we get it, like, we answer the real you, like, deal. With the real deal.
So when somebody contacts the Buzz, they have a 1 in 7 chance of talking to you.
1 in 7, yeah, you're right.
Possibly.
Right?
We have
I was going to say, we do have, I mean, it might not be me personally. It might be, you know, one of
Bobby
the social media.
Dessa.
Yeah, Dessa, one of the social media managers answering. But, I mean, they are answering posts. They're not bots. These are real people answering. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the success of Reading Buzz is answering recently. The numbers going through the charts is, we make everybody feel special in answering them individually.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout out to Bobby for doing that. That's a big thing.
It is a big thing. Well, I mean, just before the show started, we were in here with our producer who had just gone down to LA and was doing, you know, music networking and so on and so forth. But he was sharing with us about AI and how it's now starting to infiltrate the music mm-hmm. industry. Why don't you share with us real quick?
Yeah, so a lot of the major labels right now are developing AI that can write and produce and record the songs within its software so that they can, like, release it. And they'll market it as real people. We won't know that it's
been done totally by AI.
Been done totally in a computer.
Wow.
And so that saves them costs because there's
no
splits, right? There's no royalties, right? So
wow.
You have like the splits that goes to the songwriter, the producer.
A million.
Normally, I mean, the big songs you hear on the radio, those have like 8-9 writers on them sometimes. And those are getting split down to like 6% per person.
Wow.
So
I wrote the first syllable.
I know.
Yeah, $22 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you split, you have to get equal. So even if you wrote like one word, like, so 50% goes to publishing, 50% goes to writing. If there's two writers, it's 25. If there's three writers, it's whatever.
Yeah.
50. Yep. Right. So anyways.
Right.
So now it's AI. AI is going to get everything.
Yeah.
Well, so what you're saying is the cool thing about Reading Buzz.
Yeah. Right?
Because Reading and Shasta County. We tend to live on Facebook for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We're a highly, highly saturated Facebook town.
Yeah, we are hooked on Facebook, right? Social media.
There's lots of battles and wars and all kinds of stuff going on Facebook, which is one of the reasons why I just tuned it out, to be honest with you.
Well, and who knows what's going to happen to Facebook? I mean, they're in a real bad place right now.
Oh, right now, they would not want to be Facebook. I mean,
well, it just came out today.
That's a good key point that you just made, James. I mean, that's something that really, if you built everything on Facebook social media,
I mean, the thing that they have for them is, what is it, Instagram? They own Instagram, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Instagram still is. I mean, all social media is taking a little bit of a hit right now just because people are just so burned out.
What's the next big thing? That's it. And it's not Metaverse.
No.
But they just lost 10% today.
Are you serious?
Metaverse did.
And
they
did, too.
Meta did, yeah.
I think the next big thing is being real with people. I think that's always going to be the real deal. No pun intended.
But also, it's weird how that kind of stuff happens. I don't know if there's a weird thing. So Mark Zuckerberg today was live, and I don't remember what show it was. And it's interesting that stocks would have gone down for them because he was demonstrating metaverse in the sense that he was wearing, or I guess you would wear a pair of augmented reality glasses, right? So that's not VR, it's AR.
Mm-hmm.
So you would wear glasses and within your vision or range of vision, the glasses would be serving you information on the glass. So you would be looking at the real world, but things in the real world would be identified by the glass. So it would see something and through AI it would know that would be like, let's say, Mike's Pastries or whatever, right? And so it would say Mike's Pastries and point an arrow to the door as you're walking. And then he had looked like a large watch on his hand. And that watch or device or whatever he called it, a sensor, was sensing the movement and the tendons in his arm. So what he would be able to do is he would do certain gestures with certain fingers, and it would activate the kind of virtual keyboard that's not in front of you. It's not there, right?
Yeah.
But you would see him move a finger, and it would bring up, you know, like a click here, and he would click, and then he'd rotate his wrist, and it would open the menu to Bob's
pastries or whatever it is.
Menu, so as you were walking towards it, you could actually see what was on their menu for the day and decide, did you want to go in or did you want to, you know. So it's funny how weird things like that, like you can actually be showing new technology that's coming and still have your stock dip.
and that probably would work for the average person. My ADHD would kick in. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here?
Well, as I was watching him walk and stuff, I was thinking, even though you can see, it's not like, it's not virtual.
No,
right?
It's not. Right?
It still looked like it really impeded, in my opinion, it impeded your mobility, right? Because your brain,
100%.
I mean, though walking can be natural, right?
Yeah.
But when you're in thought or you're reading, your body slows down, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could really easily just walk into a body of water or off a curb or something, even though you can see. You there's like multiple layers in your head that aren't working when you're reading a menu.
and that's all described in the disclaimer that you sign when you sign up for.
Well, when you're reading a menu, the only thing that works is your taste buds, right?
Very true.
But I think this, you know, you hit on the point where what's coming next is going back to human face-to-face interaction.
Yeah,
and
being real.
We actually mentioned the music industry, and I think the music industry is one of the decent gauges for where things are, right? And we hit on this either last week or the week after that. Vinyl sales.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Right.
So, we have vinyl in our store now.
Vinyl sales in the United States surpassed 19 million.
Oh,
in the
whoa.
First 6 months of 2022, it's still a very small percentage of the music thing
overall.
In general. But you know,
you have to think like almost everything that's sold anymore today are just downloads. I mean, almost no CDs are being sold.
Yeah.
19 million of a physical item. I mean, it's competing against something that's not even physical.
Yeah,
right anymore. But yeah, we have. So we just set up. A whole area in the store now where people can bring in their old albums and
nice.
We'll, yeah, and we have literally only had it for probably 2 weeks, and we had somebody donate 300 albums out of their collection, and we've already sold half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So I think just the
people are coming in and buying 5 or 6 albums at a time.
Goodness.
I know.
Well, that just goes back to people wanting
the real deal.
Yeah. What I think would be interesting is find out if the younger demographic are buying vinyl.
Oh, they are.
First time,
they are.
As if they're discovering something new that was actually been around since
I think
the 50s.
They are. I mean,
no,
my
that's why a lot of the young people told me that, James, is that right there, they're buying vinyl. They are buying vinyl. And obviously they do the downloads too, but they have this fetish, this thing about being connected to that real world of vinyl, that tangible, you know, touch, feel.
My son's one of them. One of my boys.
Talking about going back in time.
Totally going
back. Kim just texted me a text from Donald Trump said, "Thank you, Elon Musk. I'm back." Does that mean Trump is back on Twitter?
Yeah, probably.
I think so. I think he's back on.
Reactivating his account.
Yeah, reactivating his account, and that's a big thing.
And so it begins.
Yeah. So it begins.
Okay, so tell me real quick. He was filmed today at Twitter.
Twitter.
Elon was.
Right.
Carrying a sink.
Right.
Yeah.
And somebody gave him a sink, and he was basically, it was the subliminal message was not so subliminal because it's a sink, that he's
throwing everything out but the kitchen sink.
Right. That's the message, that everything's out except the kitchen sink. So basically, saying there's going to be a shakeup, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A major, like we're talking about a category.
My thing would have been a bathtub, but throw the insanity out.
But throw a plunger in there, too.
But not the baby.
No, whatever that is.
That's true.
But,
whatever it is.
But it kind of goes to show, you know, who you align yourself with is going to determine your success. And that kind of something we all have the same vision for Reading on the Reading Buzz team, and that's what was so neat about when we all came together, because it was, we all bring different talents, skills, and whatever have you, but we all had that shared same vision, and so when we kind of met, that was the one thing, and it was like, yeah, we can build a team up.
And what's interesting, real quick, so because I know we have to take a break, but from what I've seen Elon talk about is he wants to turn Twitter into X.com, and he wants to turn it into a universal app, very much like WeChat in China. So China has WeChat, and there's like almost 1 billion people subscribe to WeChat, and that WeChat services every aspect of their lives. So we have multiple apps for, you know, one
many
for
things,
banking,
yeah.
one for this, one for that, one for that. His concept, from what I understand, is he's going to take Twitter to X.com and turn it into a universal app that will do all.
And then
all
marry
services.
It with Neuralink, and then you have to have surgery, and boom, you're done.
Boom.
Okay, thank you very much.
You go to
we'll
rocket. You're gonna jump on a rocket
second,
to go to Mars.
2 minute break.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
We're back. Good evening, Northern California. It's kind of a ruckus here. By the way, Garrett, do you recognize that song? 10 points. 10 points.
And the time.
No.
Nope, you didn't get it. Before his time.
No. He's a baby. He
back
doesn't
when
get
bands
he's
play.
A baby. He has a baby face.
Is it Led Zeppelin?
No.
But that's a good group.
It's a great group. Watch it be like it's great Van Helsing or something.
No, it was Van Halen.
Van Halen. Dang.
Did you? What'd you say?
Van Helsing. I'm not a music
Van
guy.
Van Helsing.
I know it sounds bad.
Van Helsing was a vampire killer.
Exactly. This is Halloween. That's what I was on.
Vampire killer.
I don't listen to music. I know it sounds crazy. I don't.
I do like Val.
Nigel's looking Val at me like, Helsing. "How are you alive?"
No, that's fine.
And he calls himself a lawyer.
I read, James. I read. When I'm not working my butt off or renting bus.
What's the difference between a lawyer and an attorney?
So an attorney will do more representation too as an agent versus a lawyer can be more of a litigator, someone who can prosecute.
See, he knows this stuff. That's good. Hey, we have another favorite person visiting us here.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
There was too much testosterone. I needed a little.
Need a lady in the room.
Okay, good. So, Yvonne.
Is that what you're calling yourself these days?
Are you here to enlighten us on your opinion about Elon Musk and Twitter, or are you here to talk about Reading Fashion Alliance?
I just pulled her in.
He just pulled me in.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Random.
I would like to hear a little bit more about Elon. I have been working all day. I have not heard about this.
She's not heard anything.
She hasn't heard anything. The kitchen sink is the subject.
Pretty much.
She knows not. She knows when she gets home. She'll
you fill her in?
Filled in.
Yeah.
Well, so me personally, I was kicked off Twitter like 3 times, and I didn't even say anything. I just probably
seems
liked
like a
the
reoccurring
wrong post.
Theme.
I didn't even say anything. I just liked
the
wrong
post.
Kicked
off Facebook on Reading Buzz.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh, so here's the other thing about all this social media stuff.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Like anything anymore.
So you know that who is it? I forgive me because I can't remember. But are the new social score that mm-hmm. they're trying to
social
implement?
Credit score?
Yeah.
Oh
where
God.
We're so it's in China already. It's been going on for like 2 years now, mm-hmm. and now U.S. has decided that they're implementing it, and it will be a social score, and it will actually directly impact what you can and can't do in the future as far as you know, purchasing power, all kinds of things. But it's not just like your credit score. It's now a social score. So if you're a good person and you follow all the rules and you do what you're told, your social score goes up. And if you're not, your social score goes down, which then determines that you aren't able to qualify for loans. And
but what's the definition of a good person? Well, I agree with you or I don't agree with you.
You pay your bills.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's so just, don't be stupid. No,
it's,
you know.
It's not even
it's
about...
It's another control mechanism.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's what it
it's
is.
It's not about paying your bills. It's actually about having your thoughts be in line with what's acceptable. And you think I'm kidding. But so my unsolicited suggestion would be to buy, as you would say, a criminal phone, like a criminal burner phone.
Burner phone.
To buy a burner phone and use that for your social media.
Yeah.
And don't store any credit cards.
Nope.
Well, because you're so that's the thing that they're saying is that now all these big tech companies, right, are going to be in bed with the
government or whatever have you. Yeah.
So what you say and what you do on social media will directly dictate what your score is going to be. If you click on something that you like that they don't feel like you should like,
your score goes down.
So the reason I got a phone is because Facebook were forcing me to download the Facebook app and the Messenger app, and I refused to do it. But when you read what it is, I mean, I know people know this, but we don't really think about it.
Yeah.
But they have to tell you ahead of time what it is they take from you, right, on your phone. So Facebook, if you download the app, and especially Messenger, the data used to track you is your contact info, your identifiers, and other data. And they also take the following data that's linked to you, so everything on your phone, right? Your health and fitness info, your financial info, your user content, which means they take your they actually take all of your pictures that are on your phone.
Yeah.
Right? All your pictures, your video, your browsing history, your usage data, your diagnostics, your purchases. Right? Mm-hmm. They track all of your purchases, your contacts, your search history, right? Sensitive information and other data.
Oh, sensitive information. I love that. Such a broad story. Your sensitive information. Now, however, I will say, though, one of the big things that why...
You like that.
Why Zuckerberg and Apple are in such contested situations all the time is that Apple believes that that kind of information shouldn't be collected. And so you'll see on your phone, I don't know about your phone, Android, and I don't know if you have seen it, but when you download an app and then it asks if you want to be tracked, then it tells
you. Can turn it off, yes.
You can tell it not to track you now or across any other platform as well. Now, does that mean you're 100% protected?
No.
I don't think so.
Well,
but it truly...
They need to get the B sticker on their
phone. Yeah,
writing buzz.
But they truly do block a lot of information because that's one of the reasons why Facebook is having such a challenge is that they're not being able to serve you what they get paid for because your phone is blocking them. So, and it's a constant battle. Every time they do something to protect you, somebody tries to do a workaround, then the next iOS comes out, they block a different way.
Yep.
That's what we talked about yesterday, remember? Do you know what happens when you click that little box, I'm not a robot?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. You know, when it
says, I'm not a robot, but here's all my information.
Yep.
So when you click the box, I'm not a robot, for any of these forms or these websites, they ask you to confirm that you're not a robot. When you click, I'm not a robot, the fine print is you're actually giving them permission to go through your entire browser history and your user history to make sure you're not a robot.
Yep.
But they take all of your browsing data and all of your stuff.
It's unbelievable.
One of the worst ones is TikTok.
Oh,
because I had a buddy back home who's an amazing contract attorney.
China.
And well, he went through because his daughters weren't getting on TikTok. He went through. There's a video up of this. He went through every line. He was saying, "This is pretty much what they're saying." And it was some pretty bad stuff. It was like whoever you call, whoever you're next to. It's also one of those. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think you can have the TikTok app and be within a certain parameter of a federal building.
Well, so TikTok is one of many that I've never downloaded.
No,
my kids though live on it. It drives me crazy. They're obsessed with it.
No TikTok.
And I'm
with Jason.
The only one I haven't downloaded, I think, to my phone.
So I'm with Jason on this one. That I think the next thing is going to be personal interaction, just like people are hungry for vinyl.
Being real.
Fully on board with that.
Yeah.
Being real is just like being, you know, the real deal. people pick up and all that, you know.
Somebody needs to come out with a really cool chain, or just even here at a coffee shop or whatever you want to call it.
We have enough coffee.
No, but it's truly like a zero tolerance on electronics. Like it's a truly human.
Like they'll ban, like you're not allowed to have electronics. Yeah. I'd be down for that.
There's no internet service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to put a radio blocker in there so your phone wouldn't work. But like you come in and it's about sitting down and reading,
talking to
sitting down
or
talking to people, yeah. Like really becoming socialized again. The art of socialness, right?
You should test it.
I think, yeah.
And enjoy.
Well, you should test.
Like a night or something.
There you go. That's an idea for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I saw an interesting...
I saw an interesting challenge
when I went down to Chico, and they were talking about the social media influence and your electronics, and just the simple quest of, are you able to turn your phone off for 24 hours? Like turn it off.
I totally could if my children were in my living room.
Right. And give it a shot.
If they were on the couch and I could sit and watch them for 24
Everybody
hours.
Everybody listening, if you're driving right now, can you turn your phone off for 24 hours?
No problem.
Man, I have a hard time just turning it off. I even leave it on, during the night.
You'd be out of business.
Exactly.
I live on that phone. Literally, live on the phone.
Because, mm-hmm. Can
you imagine how long ago it was that we didn't? I mean, it was not. It's been the blink of an eye that we did not have cell phones.
35 years ago?
And
like that.
They have literally changed the human species in regards to how we think and process and behave, and not in a good way. Really. I mean, it's amazing what you have at your fingertips. I mean, you literally have the entire world at your fingertips, which is so cool. But do you know, like my kids, they're 20 and 25. They still will be in the living room with me and ask me a question about something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, Dad, you know, how does, you know,
this or that,
this, that work? Yeah. And I look at them and I'm like, I appreciate somebody was going to turn the table on me real fast and say, hello, they just asked you a question, interact with your child, right? Mm-hmm. That's important, which I totally am down for, right? But it's always mind-boggling to me that they literally could, all they have to do is just say, hey, Siri, and it'll give them the answer to everything,
mm-hmm.
and they still...
You said that, it lit up.
Your phone just responded.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, hey, you're being watched.
It's already there.
I asked Siri once if
you never to contact me here.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it was a few years ago, and I asked Siri... are you always listening? And she goes, yes. Mm. I was like,
I believe it.
Well, of course she is.
Well, it was really
crazy.
They
serve you all kinds
of things. But what's crazy is they have that Alexa. Mm. A friend of mine had it, and I would walk into the house and be like, hello, Garrett. I'm like, I don't like that. Mm-mm. Like, how does it know I'm here?
It can smell you.
Oh, that's bad. That would be really bad.
Well, at our house, we...
an olfactory sensor. God,
we did. We unplugged Alexa. Alexa hasn't worked in our house for a long time.
That's good.
Whoa.
Alexa is frightening. She really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so Amazon just bought, what is it, Zumba, whatever it is, the indoor vacuum planner.
Mm-hmm.
So now Alexa...
Can control the vacuum.
So now they're taking the data... of everybody's
internal
yeah,
because the Roomba does a scan house. Of the house and gives dimensions and stuff. Oh, it sends the floor plan and all the things in your, you know.
And then that's when Bezos flips the switch and we determine a movie start.
Well, that whole thing this summer, right? Because we have a Nest, which Google owns, right? And what was it in Colorado? Colorado had a heat wave and they had to save energy. And so every person in a certain part of Colorado that had a digital thermostat like Nest, they went in and turned your air conditioner off.
Nope.
And overrode, you couldn't turn it back on. They literally made it stop while they controlled. Yeah.
No, thank you.
I know.
Well, that's happening in the UK now.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Dang.
Certain hours.
No, sure.
Actually, somewhere, no, where is it? Italy? It's either Italy or France right now where during the winter months you cannot use your thermostat in your house between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. or something like that.
Mm-mm.
They'll turn it off automatically.
So. Speaking of turning it
Welcome.
Off.
Yeah, we're going to turn it off. Thank you very much.
For just a minute.
Okay. Well, you can take the break. Let's take our last 2-minute break right now. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Last segment. Good evening, Northern California. Nigel, James.
Can you hear
Jason,
me?
Jason, Garrett, Yvonne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can
so,
you hear me chewing like cashews?
Yes. Yeah, you can too. That's fine. Enjoy your dinner.
Maybe to keep them quiet.
Nope. I talk with my mouth
full.
How dare you?
So this last segment, let's talk about, because you're buzzing around the neighborhood, buzzing around the community. So let's talk about what's new. There's a bunch of new things going on.
Yeah.
You went to Cinemark 8.
That's a big thing. That's
now that's the old movie
former
theater.
Former
movie down in Park Marina.
Yeah, Park Marina, right? That's a huge thing. Kevin Kreiner's business partner will be doing I think 7 or 8 verticals of like rope climbing, rock climbing, whatever. I mean, and I think airsoft's in there, and it's all kinds of stuff happening there. At Movies 8, it's going to be, that's one of the things they're working on. They're going to raise the roof like 20 feet, 15, 20 feet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was like, raise the roof. It's already so tall.
They should show movies as backdrop. That would be cool.
What's
cool.
It's Jaws. Right.
He's open for suggestions right now.
But really cool.
What's neat about it is you're going to have it's going to be a one, kind of like one-stop shop kind of thing. You know, it's like one of those, okay, you've got your free weights, you're going to have Pilates things you're going to have, and what he wants to do is have space to have like specialty instructors come in like once a week or whatever have you. The rock climbing, the free climbing, but also like you've seen some of like his ninja gym and stuff like that, having like the American Ninja Challenge stuff. It's really cool. It's an old abandoned building that sit there forever.
Well, it's been for sale for a long time. And so you guys did a live stream
last
week, and that was well received.
And it was the live stream went thousands of hits.
I think we got 19,000 people.
19,000? I don't know. It's like it's up there. And then we did another post a couple of days ago. It was it was called Siskiyou Shutterbugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like over about 60,000?
69,000.
Is it 69? Almost 70,000 hits on that. We don't know when we do a post what's going to take off or what's not going to. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. It's like.
We don't track
that. And Rating Buzz is on. When I say on fire, it's on fire because we can't do anything wrong. It seems like. It's like we
in Shasta
post,
County, that'd be kind of fitting.
Oh, no.
So the other thing is you got acknowledged by Costco, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So the new Costco is opening up November 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
And
then
we're going to
do a walkthrough with Dave, the GM there at Costco. We're going to go in and do a live stream. Me and Garrett will be live streaming a walkthrough before they actually open up on the 9th.
Bring me out a hot dog when you're done.
Yeah, hot dog.
I like hot, just lots of onions.
Yeah. Okay,
what's also cool is that's also, I think it's got some mixed development use over there as well. So there'll be some other retail space.
Yeah, so we're going to get talking about all that with the GM and some other people that's making all that happen over there.
I know there's another
Jersey
Mike's.
That's huge. That's a big thing. I mean, that's great. That's a massive. That's
Jersey
a
Mike's shop. There's supposed to be a Jersey Mike's.
Is there another
one?
Yeah,
they listed. They just listed the other day all the things that are. It's all the ancillary buildings around it are already all.
The Chili's is coming in. You know that Chili's at the old Costco.
The old Costco.
Yeah.
The old Costco. So that's going to be happening. There's some other goodies
that's
happening
there.
That's
a weird thing. I'm trying to figure out how that works.
From what I've heard, they're going to just level it.
Oh, are they?
Level it and start over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's prime real estate.
Now somebody told me there was some big home store going in there.
Say what now?
At the old Costco.
Like Home Decor?
Yeah.
Oh. Like I don't remember. Must have fell through or something.
I heard something about Chili's.
I heard about Chili's too.
That's pretty solid. I mean, as of right now, things
change.
From
what I understood,
you know?
It was supposed to be a multi-use building. There was going to be all kinds of things in one. Like it's like a mini mall kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Ready and Buzz Rumor, that's the hashtag that we use. So if somebody calls us, a business calls us, or a lead calls us, say, you know, Ready and Buzz Rumor, they'll tell us a rumor. We don't know if it's real or not, so we put it as a rumor, right? So it builds momentum. We drip it out. We call it the drip campaign. And then we'll do two posts and then a shout-out. We did that for the Movies 8, Costco, and there's a couple others. And it just does marvelous because people really want to know.
You need a soundbite.
It's
sound
like dripping blood in the water, like the Great White's coming.
But also, what are we
soundbite from Adele.
But what are we right now?
There you go.
Rumor has it.
A rumor has it. Rumor has it.
But like, Jay, we're like 5 for 5 now, though. Like, everything that's been rumored to us
has
come out to be
true.
It's
been true.
Well, we could easily start something that doesn't come true.
Well, we can love to do that, though.
So, the other one was
Crumble.
Crumble seems to be a user favorite.
Aren't there so many people that like Crumble cookies? I mean, I didn't even know about Crumble until I started doing the shout-out there.
Well, it's exploded so fast as a franchise.
Yeah.
Because I'd never heard of Crumble until we went down to Fresno a month or two ago to deliver our food magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's Crumbles? And she's like, oh, it's a cookie place. And we went in and I was like,
oh, my goodness.
The way that you even order, right? You walk up to a computer screen and you just go, and it says, what size box do you want? How many cookies? And you put, and then these are our cookies today. How many do you want to eat?
So it's AI is what you're saying.
Pretty much. You turn around and there's a box.
Are you a robot?
Yeah, they are. Gave me a cookie.
So what's the big deal about Crumble? So what is it?
You know what? I don't know.
They're gigantic cookies the size of your head.
I know they're giant
cookies.
Incredible.
They're really good cookies.
And they're seasonal, so they change them up all the time.
Okay.
The flavors.
So if they're really giant, can you actually call them a cookie or is it like something
They
else?
Cut them cookies? In quarters. Oh,
okay. You can get them whole.
Yeah, you get them cut.
You can get them whole.
But I mean, that issue
they will also cut
the issue with Crumble cookie as of right now is the oven. I mean, they've been having an issue where we're talking about the supply.
Supply chain. We've had it, too, for our kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, having to wait for certain things is ridiculous. It's on a boat in
the
Long
ocean.
Beach. Your stuff shipped, and it's there, but you have to wait 6 months for it because that's how many boats are waiting to be unloaded.
My Lord.
Thanks, Buttigieg, for all your great infrastructure work when it comes to transportation.
So Movies 8, Costco, and Crumble. Anything else?
Yeah, there's some other stuff. I mean, we'll come back and talk about some other stuff happening. I mean, there's
some stuff
really
we can't.
He is not going to do the drip.
Well, some stuff we can't. Let's just. So there's some really cool stuff happening.
There's some big stuff happening that is like, it's really on the. Yeah, some big stuff. People are going to be really excited. I'm jazzed that I'm actually in the mix. Like, well, you know, they're looking at Radio Buzz as a media platform, and it's like, okay, well, let's go with this, right? So I'm jazzed about that. It's like, okay, so, you know, I guess we're turning into a media platform.
That's how we've listed you.
Yeah,
media. You're top of the local media food chain here. Right?
I and be honest, I can't go anywhere without being, you know, more recognized as time goes. I mean, I went to Costco and people were coming out. Wanting to shake my hand. You're ready and buzz.
It's hard. When I walked in today and I saw you, I almost fainted. It was like,
James, you want some water?
Pretty soon, Jason, pretty soon you're going to have to go to Chico to go shopping.
Well, talking about Chico, that's all that's
Chico. Well, that's
you know, the whole North State thing's developing.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking more about that. It's so awesome. I'm jazzed about that. North State buzz. That's a little drip.
There's your drip right
there. Yeah, there's that drip on that. That pretty much looked like a splash.
It's like it's coming but, too.
No, it's dun, 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 dun. Reading is getting ready to grow in a really good way, like in a really good direction. And I know people get kind of afraid of growth, but some of the people we know, some of the things that are happening, it's not so much as building new, it's taking some of the old stuff and breathing new life into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing
well,
that.
Well, so, you know, we talk about growth, and obviously sometimes people don't like growth, mm-hmm. but sometimes it happens whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I personally think Shasta County as a whole is mm-hmm. going to be growing.
Definitely.
And I'm not quite sure exactly what the numbers are, but people forget that a whole bunch of structures were lost during the car fire and yep. some of the other fires. So I'm not quite sure exactly what the numbers mm-hmm. are, but not all of those numbers have been replenished. So it's still not necessarily a net growth
yeah.
yet, right?
Yeah.
But it's definitely coming, and I think we all know what's coming over the next 6 months to a year, and some of the smarter brains not in this room, but in California,
yeah.
have said that the Bay Area.
You guys are pretty smart, man. Come on
out. Some of the other metropolitan areas are going to be emptying out.
Oh yeah,
and we'll be one of the recipients. There's plenty of recipients. I guess people are trying to go to Idaho, but that's full, and they get
the great
Texas.
Migration.
No. I've heard a lot of people from Texas coming back. I've heard a lot of people coming back because
mm-hmm.
right, they can't handle bugs the size of Cadillacs.
You got mosquitoes.
Big bugs
mosquitoes.
In Texas.
Well, you would know all
of
that.
I was born and raised there. I mean, you get mosquitoes the size of hummingbirds.
Yeah.
It's always humid and sticky.
Yeah, so I'm good with that.
You know.
I'm good with that
very, very aggressively, what is it, three or four counties in eastern Oregon are putting up for a vote to
yeah.
secede from Oregon
yeah.
and join Idaho.
Don't quote me on this. I have just permission. There's a southern county here in California, San Bernardino, I think, that is actually bringing in. I don't quote me, but I know there's a larger county in southern California.
Yeah, that wants to secede.
That wants to secede from the state of California.
And move to what, Nevada?
They just want to be their own state. There'll be a state within a state.
That's
a little different. Yes, that's tough. But like,
I mean, it's doable constitutionally.
But if you've got Oregon wanting to go and join Idaho, that's totally different.
Well, and then they were talking about then this great state of Jefferson,
yep.
you know, and they said, well, why don't you just create...
Draw a line north of Sacramento.
Well, they just of state, but then they said, why don't these areas secede and become part of Idaho as well? Idaho would just expand.
Greater Idaho.
Greater Idaho.
Well, I did get IdahoAdventureDistrict.com just in case.
There you go.
And you may want to get Idaho Bud.
Idaho Bud?
No. We're gonna be Reading Spud.
Yeah.
Reading
Spud.
Reading Spud.
It's going.
I'm not quite sure if that's gonna.
We'll see what happens.
It'd be a tough one to succeed, but I don't know. But we're in interesting times. thankfully, we are, Shasta County specifically, mm-hmm. this whole area. Thankfully, we are out of the blast radius of any kind of nuclear attack that may
and that's
happen.
That's true. That's the real deal.
Right?
I mean,
oh, yeah.
We are
real
out,
deal,
the,
yeah.
out of the nuclear blast range, so you guys are...
We're fine.
Oh, I've never understood that, though. But wouldn't Shasta Dam be like the ultimate target?
They say
no.
That,
the East Coast would be the ultimate target.
Yeah. East Coast.
I mean, you get rid of Shasta
it was,
Dam.
Two thirds of the population.
You get rid of California.
Shasta Dam was a USSR target during the Cold War.
That was during the Cold War.
This is the Warm War now.
We have the official. blast radius.
Don't listen. Climate change war.
Right? Fair enough.
The Warm War. The Warm War.
The most we'll get is like a slight. Change in your blood pressure, maybe a few boils here and there, but other than that, ooh. We're going to be fine.
With our luck, Mount Shasta will erupt.
Boils.
Come on.
Look on the bright side.
It's leprosy! No.
So, anyway.
Uno momenta, gentlemen.
Uno momento.
Darling.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because all of this talk that's happening in Ukraine about, nuclear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it makes sense why for the last 6 months in New York, they were issuing nuclear warnings. It's like, People were wondering why are you issuing nuclear, just in case there's a nuclear attack in New York, here's what you should and shouldn't do.
I wouldn't want to live on the East Coast.
Nope.
To save my life.
I mean, just in case.
Lots of rat food. That's what's going to be left.
Right,
my daddy called track rabbit.
So, anyway, I think that's it. Thank you very much. This was very entertaining. We got a
crazy
good hour of info.
Yep.
Join Twitter. So what did we learn today? Buy a criminal phone.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
A burner phone.
No, if you open a phone, James. If you open an ice cream shop, have an ice cream scoop.
Yeah. That's what we learned today.
That's the big one.
Have a scoop.
So buy a burner phone, start making ice cream scoops, and wait for Crummel to open.
And wait till Crummel's off. And
see you guys next week.
Yeah.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.